K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, the third, your host for this podcast, all things K-State sports, coming to you on this Thursday, yes sir, May 30th, 2024. And we're going to get right on into business here with football. And I did see this either last week or the week prior to that. I know we're probably way behind, but obviously with football on the horizon here, some of these matchups that K-State's a part of will have already taken shape, and there's already one that's been scheduled already. Usually the first three games within the football season, or at least for K-State, the last several years, to my knowledge anyways, has been scheduled for time-wise and with television, national television purposes. This one, Arizona, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, Friday Night Football. And usually Friday nights for high school football. And yes, again, I just relooked for those that are new to the podcast. Of course, welcome on board to the show. Glad you're able to join us. Usually Friday nights for high school ball, and usually I'm usually busy with high school ball as well. But since you're truly now up here in the KC metro area, we'll see how everything shakes out here as we move along here in 2024. But for K-State, we do know one of the matchups will be on national television Friday, September 13th. Fox Sports announced this announcement came. Yeah, this came last week, but Fox Sports did announce that K-State non-conference matchup with Arizona will start at 7 o'clock prime time. So, and remember, and this actually goes back, this actually brings back a little memory from last fall where, of course, the last time we were on Friday Night Football, we got embarrassed by Oklahoma State in Stillwater. So this time around, K-State will host a Friday night game against Arizona as this game will actually kick off the new Fox College Football Friday television package for Fox. So K-State will be doing the honors at home September 13th, Friday night football under the lights. And this is why I am a little bummed out, but that's a whole nother conversation off podcast camera. But anyways, yes, Arizona, K-State, September 13th on Fox, K-State. This will be K-State's first home weeknight game since 2015. And yes, I believe we played Auburn the last time we did that. It says weeknight. Not weekend, weeknight. And I remember correctly that hostile environment against Auburn. When Auburn came up in here to Bill Snyder Family Stadium, a raucous environment. I remember that clear as day with the anticipations of, hey, we might have a chance. But obviously K-State, that game brings back a lot of frustrations there as K-State missed a lot of opportunities. Could have been an upset that night, but we're not going to go into that right now. But so since 2015, they will host a Friday night game. So the non-conference matchup against new Big 12 opponent Arizona is the first game of which previously not scheduled non-conference series that was announced back in 2016. It is the eighth meeting all time between the two Wildcat programs. So it's Wildcats against Wildcats. Wildcat night in Manhattan coming September 13th on Fox. Looks like the schools have not met on the gridiron. You gotta go back all the way back to the 1978. So, sorry. Just got a important email that I'm going through right now. So sorry about that. But yeah, so going back since 1978. So 1978 announced earlier this year, Fox College Football Friday is a dedicated prime time window, showcasing elite college football Friday nights on Fox throughout the fall season. The new package will lead off Fox Sports' unrivaled weekend football lineup, followed by college football's most watched window, Big Noon Saturday, of course. We should be familiar with all that. All that right there. So, yeah, so Fox got a new Fox Sports got a new package. So they're going to do the Friday night thing. And then, of course, we all know about the Big Noon Saturday thing with the Big Ten and all that other stuff there as well. K-State. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here with you on this Thursday morning. This will come out on its usual day here later on today. I did not record anything yesterday, so apologies about that. So we're getting back on track with that. Wildcats will enter this year, obviously, with a current streak of 3 8-plus win seasons. The only team in the Big 12 and only one of only 11 Power 4 squads. Oh, that's going to be weird to say this year. Not Power 5, Power 4. Power 4 teams to claim that feat. Of course, last year, let's rewind back a little bit to last year. Of course, K-State, 18th ranked in the country within the AP Top 25, 19th in the AFCA Coaches Poll, and 25th in the College Football Playoff. Top 25 after registering 9-4 record a year ago, which included, of course, the win over NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which Avery Johnson led the way there. And, of course, we saw Avery Johnson kick off his stint here in Manhattan. Well, not here, but necessarily, but there in Manhattan, Kansas last year. And now, obviously, this is Avery's ball club now. As we all wait, anticipating for the new season, and already, again, we have a lot of football to talk about here this summer within the two podcasts, that includes the bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-R, number 3, Eddie, E-D-D-I-N, apostrophe S Podcast there, bonus channel with me and Alex Adian there, here in the podcast as well, right here on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, Pro Project Podcast there as well, so we'll see what happens with that. And already anticipation with this offense, defense. K-State's got a lot of firepower on both. We have both sides of the football. And we'll dive on into more of that as we get about to get into the summer months as we're approaching on June. So that's kind of what I'm going to come on here today. Get behind a mic here on the Pro Project Podcast. Give you a little football. This was announced last week that K-State, Arizona State, Friday, September 13th, this fall, Friday night. And K-State, again, last time they played on the weeknight, they were on the road last year against Oklahoma State, and they did not play very well at all. So I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too much there as well. So they want to give you an update there on that. Of course, let's not forget about K-State baseball. Let's not forget about them, folks, as K-State baseball made it to the regional, Fayetteville regional, that is. That's episodes on now. You missed out on that as well. So K-State baseball looking to do some damage in the regional. We'll see what they do. That's tomorrow night. They're going up against Louisiana Tech tomorrow night, 2 versus 3. And the winner of that's going to play the number one seed, Arkansas, and the other seed is, I want to say Southeast Missouri, but I'm not 100% sure, but it says SEMO, so I would assume it's that as well. So let's not forget about them. Track and field next week, the NCAA championships going down as well, led by the historic 4x4 on the men's side. So I want to reiterate, hash that out as well. So still unfinished business here in 2023-24 athletic year for K-State, still in play here as well as the postseason continues for both the baseball and track and field squads at Kansas State. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. Whenever you get your podcast, make sure if you're a big K-State fan that's living, of course, out there in Manhattan, Junction City, but also acknowledging K-State fans in the KC metro area, in the middle of this KU Missouri crowd, definitely make sure you add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts out there. Of course, Alex Aiden and myself, we'll get together at some point, possibly either tonight or early next week. We'll see. We'll have to play it by, as usual, by year. But I'm hoping to actually have him on before K-State baseball gets their regional kick started there as well. So possibly tonight, get together for a little bit and talk some of that as well. If we do, I'll let you know on tomorrow's episode of the Pro Project Podcast right here on Apple Podcasts. You know what to do, folks, on that. But right now, the chicken flag has waved on this edition of Triple P Podcast. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!